Do you know why the statue itself was so popular?
Well, because the whole myth of, like, the American Indian and the West, but also he was really, so there's that, but then there was also that he was so good at what he did, particularly in sculpting horses. And this piece has such an emotional impact. It's very moving. It's a Lakota chief who has experienced horror, right? Has lost his people dying, his land, the buffalo, it's all gone, and he's emaciated. You can't tell as much in this plaster, but it's the one at the MFA. His abdomen, you can clearly see the ribcage. And rather than losing all hope, he's appealing to a greater spirit. Mm-hmm. So it has this message that really resonates, I think, with many people at any time. It resonates with us today. And this is like part of, this is the capstone of a series of works that he did, starting with Signal of Peace, that chronicled interactions between colonizers and the indigenous peoples. So Signal of Peace started as, welcome, here's a, you know, here is my peace offering. And then Medicine Man was the second one, and that Medicine Man was warning his people about the dangers of getting involved with the colonizers. Then there was a one after that, that was just like keeping an eye out for Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that man's standing there. One after that called War and Peace, where there's a conflict. Mm-hmm. And then this is the fourth one in a series, and that, so building to this point, which mm-hmm. is appeal to the Great Spirit. Everything else has failed. What is there left to do? Not to surrender, but to, you know, look for guidance from the Great Spirit. So I think it's both like the technical ability that he showed, but also in the myth of the, you know, the Wild West and the Indian and all of that, but then the message and the emotion that it conveys, which is very Beaux-Art, you know, that's very, that emotional intensity is something that was very typical of the Beaux-Art style.